Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news for August 1st. A child rapist will be in prison until he is in his 90s after taking a plea in Columbus County Superior Court. James Patrick McCormick, age 34, was sentenced to a minimum of 60 years in prison for the rape of a girl between 2019 and 2020. The 11-year-old revealed the ongoing sexual abuse after she was taken to Columbus Regional for treatment in 2020. Authorities were looking for a girl who ran away from the Boys and Girls Home on Saturday. Bree Alexandria Phillips, age 15, has dark hair. She is a white female. She was reportedly last seen in the company of an unidentified male along U.S. 74 east of Lake Waccamaw. Anyone with information about her whereabouts is asked to contact Lake Waccamaw Police at 910-646-3700 or the Columbus County Sheriff's Office at 910-642-6551. James Robert Goins was sentenced to life in prison yesterday in Bladen County Superior Court. Goins killed Kenneth Ross Covell, stabbed him and slashed his throat before dumping him into the Cape Fear River in August of 2020. Covell's body was found near the Regalwood Golf Course. He was sentenced to life in prison plus an additional 100 months on an armed robbery charge. Tammy Tabor, age 65, was jailed on multiple drug charges after the Sheriff's Office Drug Investigations Unit spent some time monitoring the Holiday Motel in Wipel. Cocaine and other contraband was seized in Tabor's Wipel home and at a property near Tabor City. We have more on this story on our website. Two Columbus County roads will be named in honor of fallen local officers. The bridge over the Lumber River in Fair Bluff is going to be renamed in honor of Assistant Police Chief Lenny Hammond. Tabor City Patrolman Shane Miller will be honored with a street named in his memory as well. Representative Brendan Jones introduced special legislation this week to honor the two fallen officers. The Columbus County Animal Shelter is closed to all but emergency intakes due to overcrowding. Adoptable pets can be found on their Facebook page and their website. The shelter is going to host an adoption fair Saturday at Tractor Supply in Wipel so you can meet some new furry critters. The donations of food are being accepted at Gerganus Farm Store in Wipel, as well as the shelter on Legion Drive. The Central Columbus Angels are the 2023 Dixie Youth Softball World Champions. The ladies took down South Carolina Tuesday in a make-or-break game in Louisiana. We have full breakdown on our website in Tommy Taylor's sports section. Now, there's going to be a parade through downtown Wipel and around the courthouse this Saturday at 9 a.m. It's going to start at Roses, work its way uptown, and then back around. Everyone is encouraged to come out and show our ladies some love. ICCC will host a backpack drive on Saturday from 10 until 6 at Nolan Park in Wipel. There'll be free food and drinks, kids' activities, DJ C Nice, and more. Call 910-770-8633 for more. Wipel and Chaffron Police Departments, along with the Sheriff's Office, are going to host National Night Out on August 5th. Wipel and the CCSO will hold their event from 6 to 8:30 p.m. in the City Hall parking lot. Chaffron PD and other first responders will hang out with residents at the Strawberry Event Field from 6 to 8 p.m. National Night Out is held every year to promote police-community partnerships and neighborhood camaraderie. The Columbus County Health Department is going to be hosting a back-to-school celebration from 1 until 4 p.m. on August 8th. The entire afternoon will include games, prizes, free school supplies, and health information for the whole family. The health department is located at 304 Jefferson Street in Wipel. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver.